Crossway presents The Lord's Prayer, Learning from Jesus on What, Why, and How to Pray by Kevin DeYoung. Read by Tom Parks. To the faithful saints at Christ Covenant who pray for their pastor without ceasing. Chapter 1. When You Pray. Is there any activity more essential to the Christian life, and yet more discouraging in the Christian's life than prayer? We know we should pray. We want to pray, or at least we want to pray. We admire those who do pray. And yet, when it comes to actually praying, most of us feel like failures. If someone asked us right now, "How's your prayer life going?" very few of us would be happy for the question and confident in our response. We wish we prayed more often. We wish we prayed longer. We wish we prayed better. I bet none of us anticipates getting to the end of our lives and thinking to ourselves, "You know what? I feel really good about what my prayer life has been all these years." We are much more apt to resonate with the question I read from a pastor several years ago as he reflected on his own life and prayer, "How can something I'm so bad at be God's will for my life?" I've read a lot of books on prayer over the years. The best ones make me hopeful and grateful that God invites my prayers. Too many of the books, however, make even the most earnest Christian feel like a failure for doing anything else besides prayer. I remember reading a classic book on prayer early in my ministry. It was inspirational at first, but deflating by the end. The problem may very well have been in my heart, but as I recall the book, it was a relentless exhortation to more committed prayer. In my experience, nonstop focus on the ought of prayer stirs up the Christian at first, but quickly wears off, leaving in its wake more guilt than prayer. While there may be a short season where you say, "Yes, I'm going to pray more," over the long haul, you just feel this low to medium grade guilt for not praying enough. But the Lord's Prayer is different. It doesn't focus on the will to pray, at least not explicitly. The Lord's Prayer teaches us how to pray. A Prayer for the Ages. It is hard to overstate the importance of the Lord's Prayer. Throughout church history, new converts and children have been discipled chiefly in three areas: the Apostles' Creed, the Ten Commandments.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?